Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I want to just play some audio. Rego and I got a chance to hear this. Now, you had heard it before I did. But Beanie in the update at 2, he played it. And while Beanie's talking, I just looked at you. And I can't say everything I said to you on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But I mouthed a couple things to you and just shook my head in disapproval. We have arrived at a certain place. I want to play for you some audio with Tom Izzo. And you can take a listen to this, and we're going to do one segment on this puppy, and then we're moving. But you guys know how we feel. All right? There is no one using the F word with Tom Izzo. But that doesn't mean you get to stay and burn it all down. The product is lousy. Product's been primarily lousy for 4 years. And whatever that was on Sunday against Ohio State, I'll call a coaching malpractice. Well, Tom Izzo is getting a little defensive about it, including the old, you know, I haven't forgot how to coach, watch the film. Well, I'll tell you what. We can watch the film about the rebounding issues if you'll watch the last 11 minutes of your half-court offense. I want to play this for you. But this is how you know.
The old Bobby Ross. You think I coach that stuff?
I don't coach that stuff. This feeds Rico's point. This is not someone enjoying what they're doing right now. This is not someone who's excited to come to work every day. This we have reached bitter, defiant, angry stage. Take a listen to this audio.
Get to your question. Why aren't you playing Booker? Why didn't you play Booker? Get to your question.
I don't think it's necessarily the question, but did you think that Booker spaced it a little better? Or a little differently.
I think Booker did some really good things. I'm absolutely in love with what he did. It felt like our rebounding, we were getting hurt. If you want to watch some film, I'd be glad to show it to you. I mean, I didn't forget how to coach, contrary to what most of our probably alums feel right now.
Okay, first things first. It is not as if Matty Sissoko is a great rebounder. Can we just put that on the record? Second of all, no one's denying that Booker failed on a couple of box outs. We don't need a lecture. We watch. We're not that stupid. And it doesn't account for, okay, you made a trade-off that you wanted better rebounding. One problem, the game was falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed stuck points. With it. Possession after possession after possession after possession. And if it wasn't for
Walker.
Walker's like, excuse me, circus layup, what'd they score? It was like 5 points in the last 11 minutes. I'll tell you what, we'll watch the film of the box outs if you watch the film of your half-court offense or the lineup you put out on the court that was Sissoko, Cooper, and Carr. That's like the law firm of Roberto, Kenny, and David. It ain't going to work. They can't score, and they don't have law degrees. Rico, what are we doing?
Like I said, Mike, he is feisty. He was loaded for bear. He was waiting for somebody to ask the question, and they were asking other things, and finally he just went off on Chris Solari. And no, just go ahead and ask with the question that everybody wants to know, because that tells me you know you screwed up. You made a mistake, and it's all right. You're a Hall of Fame coach. You don't have to double down and, you know, watch the film. Like, when the Ohio State coach comes in and says, yeah, when Booker was in, we weren't able to do certain things. And then when he went out, we were able to do those things. He said that unsolicited before Izzo walked into the press conference. They were like, well, you know, what was the difference? He was like, yeah, when Booker was out there, man, we couldn't do some things. Meaning he was a problem. And when you needed points, once again, if Monty Sissoko was out there getting rebounds like, you know, Nick Ward or Xavier Tillman back in the day, okay, yeah, sure. You get, but was he? I mean, he in the last few minutes of the game, he became a liability. It, with 3.4 seconds left on the shot clock, and he gets the ball underneath the basket, 8 feet from the basket, instead of turning around and going up for a layup or some type of power move, he's playing hot potato, saying, hey, Tyson, help me out. Shoot this thing. I don't care how. I want no parts to this. That's a problem. But, yeah, he was ticked off. He was ready to answer the question, even though nobody was asking him the question. He just brought it up.
But there's no answer to it.
It's not.
And I hate to break it. No one cares. The reality is you've been outcoached. When they were in Minnesota, he got worked. They lose against Iowa. I'm sorry. It's the same deal. And that was outright malpractice against Ohio State. That's not to mention the team's going to end up losing 13, 14, 15 games this year.
I mean, the fact
what are we talking about? You can't get angry when, look, no one is saying anything's the perfect answer. But you know what we have established? It can't be Matty Sissoko with Cooper next to him or with Cohen Carr in the game at the same time. It can't be.
Right. When you score 17 points, when you sit Booker down for the rest of the game, you score 17 points in the last 15 minutes, which is a little over a point a minute. That's bad. Last time I checked.
I've heard that.
Okay. So, yeah, you needed some offense. You were not going to ever get offense with Matty Sissoko. And I understand when the lead was a 12-point lead and you're just trying to milk the clock, but once it got below five,
it's a game. It's time to score.
Right.
This is where I think Tom's greatest weakness is. It's just how I feel. He is two huge blind spots, upperclassmen and defense. And no, don't think for a second I'd be pumped up giving up 95 a night. That's not what I'm saying. But Tom has never been willing to value the offensive side of the ball amidst one of the great offensive revolutions in the game's history. And he will always opt for, well, I need rebounding and defense. Well, the problem is this team doesn't rebound.
Right.
And Matty Sissoko's not that guy.
Right. Oh, and by the way, Booker got you three blocks. So it wasn't like he was just out there not playing defense.
It's also another thing where under a different time, different place, different school. Look, I've said this to you before. Guys like Booker can be more easily integrated in more forgiving offensive systems. I think if you play one of these five out deals, if you play a four out and you are willing to have your players out on the perimeter, and then we're running cuts and screens off of that, mm-hmm. a Booker could more easily get involved there. Because look, yes. From an energy standpoint, and what you said, rim protection, I can see a pathway. Look, is he going to get bodied here or there? Yes. Yeah. Is he going to screw up on and not appropriately box a guy out? Yes. But the upside and the ability for your guards to operate, this is what I can't understand. Why is he angry? Walker and Hogard have nowhere to go because there's no spacing.
Right. He's angry because they lost, and this was one of those he wanted to show that, yeah, this way is going to work, but it didn't work.
You know, he ought to be angry at himself because he looked at the roster and he went, this is what I'm winning an Natty with. And it is blown up in his face because these bigs are killing this team. They are killing them. And no, maybe none of us and the average fan, none of us are John Wooden. But you know what? We know enough to identify floor spacing, to identify that when you are 30 games into a season and one guy has shown no ability to positively impact a game, I'm sorry.
No. Mike, here's the thing. If you're going to go the defensive route, you still had the wrong player.
Right, because Cooper's the better defensive center.
Carson Cooper's the better defender. He's the better rebounder. He's the guy that you want in the game. And occasionally, he can make a layup or a dunk.
That's all. One segment. Just had to pass it along to the people. MSU's at Purdue Saturday. God help you if you're watching.
Rieger still seems to believe that MSU's winning that game. He bet me.
Just leave me alone.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And yet, the music remains. Mm. All right, Roberto, let's hear the situations that are on your mind.
Okay. Let's try this one on for size. Here's the first one for you.
All right.
Your best friend is getting a divorce. He asked you to hold on to some cash for him.
Nope.
That you assume he doesn't want his wife to know about. It's a large amount of money, and you know that he has three kids and his wife works two jobs. Are you comfortable holding on to the cash, or do you politely turn down the request?
Define it.
How
defined,
much?
Yeah.
$15,000.
Nope. Anything in the five figures, you're asking for problems. Nope. I'm out. Love you like a brother. Ain't happening. I ain't hiding your money for mama.
Just not a little manila folder. Just a little manila.
Nah. Little manila. Little big manila. Problems. No.
That's Kenny's name. Little manila.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, up until you said the three kids and she works two jobs.
That ain't right, right?
Here's the golden rule for me, and then we'll go to Kenny. The whole deal is you get older as an adult, don't ever involve other people, or in this case, don't you as a friend, don't ever involve me in your marriage.
Or cash.
No. Your marriage, your problem.
Right.
Don't bring that to my doorstep. You want me to hide money? No shot.
And I was going
to
say, for me, if you were married a year or less, I'd probably help you out.
Let's go to a man who once stayed in an unhappy marriage for lunch meat.
For cold cuts.
Kenny Cott.
That's right. For a fee of some sort, I think I could be talked into this.
Oh, you want a percentage? This guy.
I mean, you're asking me to take on a lot of risk.
He's
here.
He's charging VIG.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
How many points? And realize Kenny was a loan
That's
shark.
Right.
All right, David. Now let's see how pastors love to hold on to money.
Right. You can put that in the building fund.
Stop,
right.
Stop it.
That second offering.
Oh. No, no.
Yeah, that after hours offering.
No, you you can't do this.
Put a little Parmesan cheese on the communion wafers.
You can't do this. You cannot and no. You have to say no. Especially if the kids are involved here. No.
Right, that's what I said with kids. Like, David, once again, if less than a year, especially if I never liked her in the first place, then yeah, I'm going to help you out.
I might understand that.
Right.
Less than a year, no kids. Rico uses a misery index as to whether he's going to help you enough.
Yeah, it truly is. Like,
I don't like her. I'm taking the money.
Told you you never should have did this.
Oh, she was a sweetheart not helping you.
Yeah. That's the best thing that ever happened to you. Go fix it. Go make it work.
Roberto, number two.
All right.
Hold on. What would you do? This is about you, isn't it?
I would talk to my brother.
No. Did you do this for Bobby Cavatelli, or what's
the
story?
Well, we know it's
here?
Not about me because I don't have any money.
Okay. So. Why don't we just go to the next one?
Okay. You've been dating a girl for a month that you met on a dating app, and things are getting serious. Whether she meant to or not, she reveals that prior to being with you, she had premium paid accounts on at least a dozen dating apps and went out on countless dates. You are afraid to ask how far these dates went, and it's starting to drive you crazy. Do you ask or leave it alone and not ruin a good thing?
This is where I think we got to go with the younger people. See, this I'm not qualified to answer it because I was the pre-online craze. Like, you know, we actually had to, you know, talk to people.
Have game.
No.
Kenny, here's the
Kenny,
thing.
Kenny, do you want to stay? Hold on.
I don't think it's any different for going out like, oh, you used to be a bar fly and used to always hang out at bar. First of all, you had a life before me. So therefore, I don't care what you did. Now, if you're still doing it now, problem. But what you did before I got there, because you were on dating sites, and I don't really care.
Okay. And I wanted to get the opinion of someone who's used dating sites.
And don't look at me that way, Roberto. Like, because my thing is this. If these guys were any good, you wouldn't be here with me right now.
I like that. But remember what I said. Premium paid accounts.
And you didn't meet me yet.
All right. Kenny Cott, a man with several accounts on the social dating
scene. Loves to swipe right.
Yes, this doesn't bother me at all, not even a little bit. Unless there's an obvious health concern, then...
Oh.
I mean, if that's in play, then we're talking about something different. Right. Exactly.
He went there?
Right. I'm just saying, dude. You got to be careful.
We're doing the whole Kumo D.
That's right.
Okay.
Three days later.
Over to David?
Yeah, I know plenty of people that are happily married long time that found their person on the dating app. So premium site or not, it doesn't matter to me. Okay, so they went there instead of the bar. They did that instead of going out to the club whatever.
The only thing I need you to tell me, if you dated one of my boys or a family member.
Someone close to me.
Other than that, I don't care.
I don't either.
What about like Office Space, a boss that you hated?
Lundberg? Yeah. All right. Sorry, Kenny. Office Space. Another movie you can add to your list.
God's sake.
All right. Next.
All right. Now, this one actually comes from
your
life. Headlines.
Oh, okay.
This is an actual news story.
Your life. So you fall through the staircase of your deck, see?
With two solo cups in your hand. All right, this actually comes from the headlines, and if you want to get into the story, I have it pulled up here.
Okay, please.
You recently were at a fast food establishment and had to use the restroom. When you flushed the toilet exploded and covered you in sewage and waste.
Oh, no. I got a weak stomach. This would be bad.
Your attorney friend says you have a great case for a lawsuit. The fast food chain is willing to settle for $100,000. Is this enough? Big chain. Big chain.
Yeah, but what's the rule here? Like, can you settle and then no one's going to walk around with knowing you as poop guy?
I was about to say. And that's probably why I would settle. It would be an NDA. You won't be able to say what happened. Yeah.
Kenny doesn't want his picture in the paper being known as poop guy.
Why am I poop guy in this situation?
Well, because you're the one who eats fast food. It would be you sitting on that toilet.
I'm not sitting on no fast food.
Guys,
toilet.
I can't come in. Why? Toilet explosion.
I'm like literally covered in crap.
I'll say, Kenny.
You know what? That's probably...
Kenny, we're willing to offer you free food in all of our establishments.
I'll take it.
I would take the 100 grand. I don't want my name. I don't want anybody. I'm probably never going to tell anybody what happened. The car that I drove home, I'm going to take it out and burn it.
Do you think you can go for the gusto, though? Go for a half mil, but you're going to be all up in the papers.
Well, the other thing is the lawsuit says that this man suffered bodily injury he has required mental health care and counseling since the incident.
Well, wouldn't you? It's like an episode of Jackass wrong.
PTSD every time you walk into the bathroom.
That poor man can't sit on for his morning constitutional and relax. He's worried about getting launched into space. David, what would the church do?
I don't know what the church would do, but what I would do is I would try to get more.
So you'd be willing to be in the paper?
I would be willing to be in the paper.
Okay.
Now, this actually did happen in Orlando, Florida. I won't say the name of the chain, obviously. But the man that it happened to is only seeking $100,000.
Man, if I'm that fast food chain, I'm paying that money in a hurry. That we don't need nothing. People worried about using our toilet.
I was about to say, you know what? And a matter of fact, you just pay me under the table. I don't want to pay taxes on this.
Okay, that's not, isn't a loan shark.
Hey!
Well, they say upon deposition that the store's manager and other employees did know about the problem. So,
an exploding toilet.
You know what? I'm getting more now.
Because at this point, I can settle, but I'm settling for more.
Literally, the blank was about to hit the fan.
I thought it was random, but if they knew, I'm settling because I'm not going in the paper, but I want more.
Wow. How did he get out of the bathroom? What was that scene like?
Like, what? Seriously.
How did he drive home? Rico's right. You'd have to Thelma and Louise your vehicle.
Burn it. Like, I would take it to the detailer.
No, hold on. They ain't taking your car. No detailer worth their salt's going to take a poop mobile. They are not taking that car.
Here's an extra $500. No questions asked.
Man, just clean.
Do not ask me what happened.
But you your best.
You're going to bring that car in and you're going to be like, no questions. Sir,
no, you know what? No, really? At this point, I'm hoping I'm close enough to home and I'm just.
I need the wolf. From Pulp Fiction. You got to clean that vehicle.
The detail, detailer goes like this and goes, sir, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Did a toilet explode in your face?
Hold on. What part of no questions asked did you not understand?
Yeah. Okay. That's neither here nor there.
This is the colon man we're talking about.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's. One more quickly, please.
All right. Now, this one, we've talked about this one before. In past deal breakers, but it's such a great one. And this is another one that happened in the news recently. So let me read you this one. You and your wife have been going to a restaurant you love for at least 10 years since you moved to the area. You know where I'm going with this?
We've done this before. But go ahead.
You've never had a bad experience.
Oh.
You read in your local newspaper that the restaurant has received a C-minus rating by the Board of Health.
I'm out.
Does this have to be a mistake because you've never had a bad experience, or do you question going back again?
Nah, you can't go back.
Never.
You can't. It's like forever unclean. Like, remember the show The League when the kid eats the ice chip from the urinal? Forever unclean. Once you show that a place got a dirty kitchen, can't be eating there. Can't happen.
C-. I
mean. Whoa, hey. Just because it's not as bad as your high school transcripts doesn't mean I'm going back there.
That's what I'm saying. C-minus is pretty damn good.
I'd probably wait to see for the next report. So it'd be on probation. It'd be on suspension for me.
I'm out. Rico's in a wait and see. Kenny, we know the answer. He'd go right back.
I'd go right back.
Yeah, that's it. David?
No way. Done.
You're out.
Wow.
I'm with you. Roberto, this is two straight weeks. This is good.
Yeah.
And it's not the depressing stuff.
That's right.
Ooh, I was crying alone in the corner. Roberto,
a toilet exploding is never depressing.
All right.
Never.
That is deal breakers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
David, what do you got for us?
Oh, ticket text. Got to say, Deal Breakers is more funny with Kenny. He is a savage taking that money from the kids. That is from Jerry.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Kenny has no morals and no integrity. So it doesn't surprise us. Kenny is a man of the streets.
Kenny, I didn't mean to hit the bell. I just moved it. So in case you heard it.
He was validating our take.
Kenny Cott gave his ex-girlfriend a Valentine's Day card with a condom stapled to it. You cannot ask him for any sort of dating advice.
That's actually a true story and not Kenny's finest moment.
It says Rico is right. As usual, you have to sign the NDA, take the $100,000 and run. Your name will never be surfaced.
Nope. You guys would never know. Ever, especially this dude.
I still just don't think anyone's detailing that car.
Oh, no, I would probably walk home. Just, yeah.
Someone else is saying Kenny doesn't need the $100,000. He just needs a sandwich for life.
That's right.
That's all he needs.
Free lunch meat, and Kenny's happy. What else do we have combine-wise? Obviously, today, D-linemen are doing some of the drills. They're
running some drills right now. They ran 40s. Tavondre Sweat, I guess, as per usual, was not as fast as I thought it would be. He ran a 5.02.
He's 366
pounds. He ran a 5.2. Yeah, that's okay. Same range, David. It's okay. He'll get to the quarterback.
He will get to the quarterback.
I'm not asking him to go out and cover Tyreek Hill, okay?
You don't want him to come out and get Sam Laporta?
Right.
No, the second unit or the second group of defensive linemen will run very soon. But, it's looking very slow right now for the defensive line.
Well, my issue with the combine, it's always been the same thing. I don't get how anybody values it. I really don't. Brad Holmes said it best. 2020 was the best year because it's just about the football. It's about the tape. It's an interview which could take place at any time. This whole meat market aspect of the combine, it's just played out. Like, who the hell's impressed by a guy in gym shorts? Or because a guy aced a three-cone drill or a Wonderlic? Like, every year I just feel like the combine gets cheapened. Last year, they made it out like C.J. Stroud couldn't read. Well, oops, he had the greatest rookie year ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's become made for TV. That's why. That you can now go... Fans can go and watch the combine. This is like an event. It's a thing. It grows. It's like why downtown Detroit will probably have close to 1 million people down there for the draft. What are they doing? They're watching somebody put a baseball cap on their head. Let's be real.
Let me ask this question. Did you read the story that has come out today? Tom Brady ran a faster 40 today than he ran as a prospect 24 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
As he approaches, what, 50?
He's an alien.
So hold on. So which is more true? He was in that bad a shape 24 years ago, or is he in that good a shape now?
Or he's been replaced by aliens.
I actually wouldn't doubt choice three.
Because he doesn't look anything like the Tom Brady that came into
the
league.
You're exactly right.
He looks nothing like him, and we all just act like, oh, no, that's Tom Brady. Like, really?
It's a Men in Black situation. Right. Somebody has taken over his body.
Like, right. He kept growing at the age of 30? Seriously?
He's now 6'6".
Right!
No, I don't believe that story. I haven't even seen a video of this, so I can't believe it until I see the video.
And you never get it. He just said he did it, and it's law.
No.
But no, I think
I shouldn't have brought it up.
No, I think he's in better shape. I mean, because when he was at the combine, yeah, he was just out there looking like Woody Harrelson in White Man Can't Jump. Just baggy clothes. And yeah, now he takes care of himself. He eats right, does all of the right things to do. So I can see how he's in better shape. And probably that video embarrasses him. So he trained to run a better 40, even though he's out of the league. You'll see the video soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, doctored video. That's what it'll be.
Oh, come on, David.
I mean, come on. He wants to look the greatest at all times. So, of course, they're going to doctor
the video. Do you guys think he's actually going to make it to TV?
No, I don't.
I mean, you continue to hear about it. And Greg Olson commented going, look, I respect Tom and like Tom, but I'm not here to be number two to anybody. I've earned my keep. And it's like, I don't think Olson's this great revelation, but he's fine enough.
No,
I think Brady will be a disaster.
Olsen fits. I don't know what you're going to get with Brady because I don't think Brady's going to be willing to share stories. The thing that makes the Manning cast so great is the stories that they tell. Brady is so guarded that it would just be either a bunch of inside things or he would just act as if, well, he caught a touchdown. Touchdown, black guy. All right.
See, and And that's the thing. Last year when Fox had the Super Bowl, his very first year in the booth, he sounded great. I heard no complaints from his Super Bowl call or Super Bowl being in the booth. So, no, I don't need Brady at all. I'm good with what Greg Olsen brings.
Yeah, I don't think that Brady's going to bring personality.
He's not a real human.
He's just so guarded and private with everything. And in order to go into the booth, the good people like Olsen, you feel like you just bellied up to the bar and they're sharing stories about what their life was like when the game is boring. They're giving you things that you never knew about. Like, oh, really? Let me tell you a little bit about Mike. Oh, wow. Really? Never knew that. You felt like you learned something. Well, I think Brady would just be like taking a master's level class in engineering. Like, okay, sure.
Paint drying.
Right.
And, you know, here's the other thing. This is the problem. It would all depend on how serious he wants to take it. What I'll give Olsen credit for, Olsen has worked at the craft. Do you know who doesn't? Tony Romo. Tony Romo's a pinhead. He's an idiot. And Romo, the reports from TV executives have been, he's not doing the work. He's not taking this serious.
Well, you heard that in the Steelers-Bills playoff game where he had no clue the Steelers had a two-back system.
How about the Super Bowl where he wouldn't shut the F up on the penultimate play of said Super Bowl? I mean, if you're Brady, here's the issue I take it. You don't need that platform. You're so above it. You don't even need the money. He'll make the $350 somewhere else on a speaking circuit about avocado ice cream.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Brady needs to be seen. And now he's out of the limelight. He needs the public to see him at some point.
Why?
Because he's Tom Brady. And because when you turn on Monday nights, oh, Peyton Manning's there. Oh, Peyton Manning's in these commercials. I need to do something so people don't forget about me. Brady needs the attention. Brady needs the love. Brady can't just walk into the sunset and be happy.
Well, it sounds like he needs a therapist. Good for him. I don't get these guys. You're Tom Brady. You got a $50 million house. Go enjoy it. Why do you need to be in the public? Because you've already given your entire life to the public.
But you hear with the athletes and entertainers, because your whole life you had attention, you don't want to become irrelevant. That's the worst thing that could happen to you, you actually walk into a store and no one knows who you are.
That sounds awesome.
Right. No, but to not to athletes and entertainers? No, because that means you're a has-been. Next thing you know, they're going to be asking you to be on Dancing with the Stars.
No.
Or you'll be on The Masked Singer just trying to say, hey, here I am. I still do something. I am alive.
It's fast. I'm learning a lot. It's tremendous. 248-539-9797. We'll get some football in the mix. Jared Goff, top of the hour as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.